You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Welcome to the Britpop Show. Now, it's May the 6th, but we've recently had May the 4th, as in Star Wars Day, as in May the 4th be with you. So I'm going to start with something that's not the theme this week, but I'm going to start from something just to celebrate. A little nod of the head, a little doff of the cap to Star Wars Day. So what better than something from Ash's first album, 1977, named as 1977, not because that's the year Star Wars came out, although it was, but because that's the year they were born. I remember thinking, how young are those kids when they hit the charts? This is Goldfinger.
Shining in the lights. Her brother started
A head nodder of a song, that one. You know what I mean. Right, we're not going to get to the theme yet. We'll get to the theme eventually, I promise you, but at the moment we're not. I'm just going to play a few songs about something I did over the weekend. It's a bank holiday weekend here, a long weekend. And yesterday I went to the Cheltenham Jazz Mag Festival and I went to see a couple of bands. The first band that I saw, it was 5:30 in the afternoon, slightly weird time to go and see them, in a big top as well. But I was joined by 2,500 people to watch the amazing Mor Chiba.
Thank you.
More Chiba. They were brilliant at Cheltenham Jazz Festival yesterday. And the lead singer, Sky, was mesmerising. She was wearing this dress that she made herself and she was just shimmering, if you like, brilliant. I tell you also, who was also playing at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival, and that was Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Now, obviously, we're not going to play any Sophie Ellis-Bextor. We're not going to play Murder on the Dance Floor or Groove Jet or something like that, because that's not the way we roll. But we are prepared to play something from her first ever group. Now, you could have gone to see Sophie Ellis-Bextor at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival yesterday. I doubt she played that one, but if you went there and saw her and you are listening, let me know. I doubt anyone's going to answer that question. I'm not too sure there's too many Sophie Ellis-Bextor fans listening. But had you gone to see Sophie Ellis-Bextor, you would have missed Huey Morgan from the Fun Loving Criminals. Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, hang on a sec, aren't the Fun Loving Criminals currently on tour in Europe at the moment? Well, there's two Fun Loving Criminals because they split. So you've got Fast, who is the guy on the trombone. he has formed the Fun Loving Criminals and he now does the singing. And now Huey got a bit upset about that. And as a result, he's doing his own thing. And I wasn't expecting this. You know, Fun Loving Criminals, you're expecting a bit, you know, a bit jazzy, a bit of funk, a bit of rap in there. I was not expecting the guitar lesson that we got. It was amazing. That boy can shred. He's got his guitar out and literally I was thinking Prince kind of level, that kind of level. He was amazing. Now, I'm not going to play you something in which he shows off his guitar skills. Instead, I'm going to play you a song that I didn't think they would play, but they did. And it's one of my favourites. It's called Methadonia. And he gave as you do when you're in between songs, he gave a little story about it. He said he was living in what he called a sketchy area in New York. And he said on a Tuesday evening, you knew, he said it was like zombie world, because that's when they were handing out the methadone and everybody was walking around like zombies, like the end of the world. And he picked up his acoustic guitar and wrote this song, Methadonia. It's amazing. Chilled is that off their debut album. It's towards the end of their debut album. Brilliant. I've got that on vinyl. Loving it. Right. It's about time we got to the theme of the show. The theme of the show is it's bank holiday. So it's the usual bank holiday bangers. So we're going to pretend, I mean, it's essentially going to be like a Leicester University disco all over again. Let's start with some Black Grape.
Hits from the 1990s.
Feel free to approach the DJ booth and ask for a song that you want to play on this Bank Holiday Bangers Disco. If you want to do that, it's at the Britpop Show on Twitter, or just smash the button on the Cotswolds Radio app. Message the studio; it will get to me. Don't worry. Between your requests, I've got a few decent ones lined up, including this one by Straw.
but it's some common courtesy. Now everybody here seems happy. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. If you were at Leicester Uni 92 to 96 and specifically Beaumont Hall, then you'll know exactly which two songs are coming next.
Back to the 90s.
Exactly how I felt. Then I held you close to me and I kissed you and my heart began to
Bank holiday bangers on a bank holiday Monday. We're going to stick with the theme. We've got a bit of Boo Radley, Supergrass, Echo Belly, Blue Tones and Oasis coming up unless people come in and ask me for some other stuff, which I'm more than happy to play. Here it is, Wake Up Boo.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Done.
Right, what's Supergrassi's best song? You're going to say, oh, it's all right. And that would fit with the theme. It would be very much some sort of disco type theme. But it's not. And it's not even a song off their second album. Their second album being their best album. Brilliant album. It's a song off their third album. It's this one.
Moving, just keep moving till I don't know what to say. I've been moving so long, the days all feel the ties to bind me, no reasons to be.
From the 1990s.
I want to do right things. I don't want to cut my mind. I want to know what love is. I want to know everything. I want to do right things. I don't want to cut my mind.
Getting towards the end of the night now, so we're moving on to one that the Blue Tones always play at the end. This is If.
Different than when I
Right, we're near the end of the show, and you may have heard that Co-op Live are having a few problems at the moment. And Liam said, rather than if he can't play at Co-op Live, what he was prepared to do is play at Lidl, which got me thinking, not me thinking, I've nicked this off the internet. The Lidl's Oasis set list will be Lidl by Lidl, Champagne Super Offer, Supermarket Sonic, The Importance of Being Lidl, Tiger Roll With It, Some Might Save, they're all rubbish, aren't they? And the last one, Don't Look Back in Hunger. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
at the top of the